Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, everybody has their chances when it goes 32-30, but Pierre does pull it out. Big call there where they changed at 30-30. They changed Point Huron to Point Pierre, then Pierre able to win it from there. So we head to set number two. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Jefferson leads Watertown one set to none, 25-22. Brookings and Roosevelt tied at one set apiece, 25-23 Roosevelt, 25-20 Brookings. Jefferson leads Watertown one set to none, although Watertown about ready to close out set two, so it looks like that will get tied up. Brandon Valley leads Washington one set to none. Aberdeen up one set to none on Mitchell, and that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So here on down nine, we're able to come back and take a lead and had several chances to take that set. But now Pierre with the one set to none advantage as we get the lineup check and get ready for set number two. Getting, see, Hines is out there on the floor. Now we'll get the lineup check for Pierre, and then we'll be ready to go set two. So Pierre led just about that entire way till Huron finally got a lead at 25-24. Huron led 2-1, never led again till 25-24, and then both teams had multiple chances to close things out, failed to do so till Pierre finally did at 32-30. So an exhausting first set, but you have 3 minutes and start over and play again. Set two underway with Pierre serving to Huron. And that's going to be an ace for Pierre. That tied up Davis in the back row, and Pierre up 1-0 on the ace there by Molly Olson. Olson with the serve again. Serve received Juergens this time. Quick set across Gergen. Pierre able to save it. Set. And just going to be free balled across by Pierre. And Pierre slapped out of bounds by Bauer. Hitting error, and we're tied at one. Meg Moradeth comes in for Huron, and Hilton Hines will serve for the Tigers. Hilton wearing the pink top tonight as the libero. Serve to the corner. Shanked by Soma. Chased down by Hatton. Nice play by Hatton. Pierre does get it across to Hines. Here's the back set. Meg Moradeth right side through the block and falls down. And Huron has the lead here at 2-1. Sam McMoradeth, I have her for 5 kills. And Hilton Hines again with the serve for Huron. Serve back to the corner. Serve receives Soma. Set right back to her. Soma left side into the net. And Huron quickly up 3-1 on the air by Soma. Just underway in set two. A late start with lower levels going 3 sets and senior night for Pierre. Going to be a late night here in Pierre. Hilton Hines on the serve, into the net, service error. The lead back to 3-2, first service error this set for Huron. And the fifth total of the night. Both teams had 4 service errors in the first set. Serve received, Davis goes down to a knee, nice save by Knight. Tipped across, blocked by Cronin, and Huron can't get over to it. Cronin and Meg Moradeth went up against each other. Cronin will get the block. And we're tied at 3. Campbell Cronin, her 5th kill on my score sheet. Serve by Pierce. Serve received Juergens into the student section. Nobody can make a play. That's an ace for Pierce. And the Governors go up 4-3. I believe that was Fullerton on the serve. It was. Fullerton with her 2nd ace tonight. And Pierce up 4-3 in set 2. Fullerton serving off the left side. Serve received Davis. Bumped by Gergen. Knight off that left side. Two-hand tip up the middle. Pierre dug it out with Olson. Free ball across by Swenson. Here's the back set. Make more depth right side through the block. Up in the air. Pierre digs it out. Pass ahead. Right side hit. Bowers. Here's a quick set across Gergen. Pierre digs it out. Set by Olson. Hit left side. Blocked to the net. Make more depth. Pierre plays on. A little indecision, but Pierre does get it across. Back set, Meg Moradeth hits, blocked by Cronin again. Bumped by Hines. Knight off the left side. Cross court and dumped it right in front of the back row. Addie Knight ties it at four with her second kill. Gergen will serve as Dreyer into the front row for Huron. Serve back row. Hanton over to get it. Set in the middle. The hit by Cronin off the top of the net. Nice save by Knight. Free ball by Davis. Pierre will set it up again. Bumped by Soma. Left side hit. Dug out by Hines. Set and a hit from way outside by Knight. Got it across though. From the middle, there's Cronin with the tip. Davis got to it. From the middle, Meg Moradeff goes off wide right. No touch by Pierre. Point for the Governors, and they're up 5-4 here in set two. Serving for Pierre is J.C. Bauer. Governors up 5-4 and up one set to none. Serve, receive, Hines. Back set, right side Knight will tip over the block. And, oh, nice play by Hanton to get it across. Pierre quickly, or Huron quickly brings it back. And now what do we have in a backline attack on Huron? And Coach Lean is arguing that my girl kept her feet on the floor, therefore it's not a backline attack. But it is 6-4 in favor of Pierre. Boy, backline, that's the third time that's been called tonight. Sometimes you don't see it three times in a season. Meg Moradeff left side, and she goes wide left, and Huron looks a little out of sorts again. 7-4, Pierre opens up a three-point lead here in set number two. Bauer serving again. Back row, Davis. Bumped by Gergen. Meg Moradeff left side. Drops in the middle to Hanton. Quick set across. And nice save by Davis on the dig. Huron free balls it. Pierre with the set again. Right side, Soma tips. Dug out by Huron. Right side, Dreyer will hit off the right side. Cross court. Dug out by Olsen. Overpass. Huron gets control. Knight off the right side. Dumps it in the middle again. Olsen there. Battle at the net. Soma slaps it back. Pierre with the hit left side. Nice dig by Knight. Set ahead. Here's the hit by Meg Moradeff. Somebody's in the net. And it was Cronin. Net call on Pierre. 7-5. Cronin and Meg Moradeff were going right up against each other there in the middle. And definitely somebody hit the net. So here I'm back within... No, they gave it to Pierre. They said... They pointed at Pierre, but now it's 8-4. So I guess that was net call on Huron. Back set, right side. Soma with the hit, dug out by Hines. Set, backline attack. Davis rolls it over the net for the kill. And now it's 8-5. But the official set pointed to the Pierre side of the net, but then somehow the point ended up being for Pierre. Huron does answer back with the kill by Davis. She has four. It's 8-5. Knight. Back row, Hanton handles it. Quick set across by Soma off a Knight. Nice decision by Soma. She's played a nice match so far for Pierre, and Pierre up 9-5. Soma picks up her sixth kill. Soma steps back to serve now for Pierre. Back row, Hines. Gergen sets, and she and Dreyer were not on the same page as the set nowhere close, and Huron going to use a timeout. Pierre leads 10-5 in set two, up one set to none. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Insurance agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen ice cream. Get your favorite Tiger Sports.
Pierre a 10-5 lead, and Huron using their first timeout. Huron was a little out of sorts here those last couple of points. So Coach Lean, a fiery speech in the huddle. Huron again dropping behind. Dropped behind in the first set, down 9. Came back to take a lead before falling. But you don't want to fall behind by 9 under any circumstance. Soma serving off the timeout. Serve received. Davis goes behind, and Hines can't catch up to it. Another ace for Pierre. And just like the first set, Pierre opening a lead right about at this time. Ace for Soma. That's three aces this set for Huron. We've had some struggles with serve received. There, Hines handles that one. Back set. Dreyer with the hit down the middle. Nice dig back row. Schleck away. Hanton will free ball. Set, and who's going to take it? Davis will just punch it to the back row, and Schleckaway made a play on it. I think that would have been out had she not made the play. Davis will get the kill, 11-6, Pierre. Allie Davis, I got her to 5 kills. Haley Rogers to serve, did a great job to bring Huron back in the first set. See if the serving specialist can keep the magic going here. Rogers will serve. Pierre gets under it, set, back set, right side it. Cronin, cross court, dumps it down. Pierre gets the kill, 12-6. Cronin, they had that set up perfectly as they put her over on the right side instead of the middle. Campbell Cronin, she has 6 kills. And Hines back on the floor for Huron. Pierre up 12-6 in set 2. Serve to the corner. That's played by Davis. Back set, right side for Dreyer through the block. Pierre digs it out. Nice play, Schleck away. Pierre will just free ball to Hines. Set by Gergen. Davis off the left side through the block. Dug out by Schleck away again. Left side, the hit by Gossman. Found the line. Cross court. Gossman with the kill. Her second. And Pierre opening up the lead. It's 13-6 in set 2. And Huron just can't afford to play catch-up all night. It worked in the first set, but you don't want to do it all the time. There's the serve going long by Hatton. Service error, Pierre. First one in the second set for Pierre. They have 5 total. 13-7, Maddie Juergens in to serve and play back row for Huron. Dreyer comes off. Juergens back row to the corner, played by Schleck away. Set to the left. There's the hit through the Tiger block and drops in. Fullerton with the kill, her fourth. And Pierre goes up 14-7. Pierre really starting to take some control at the net here. Huron not able to measure up their blocks. Bauer back into the match for Pierre. Serving is Ava Swenson. To the corner, Knight handles it. Gergen will bump it ahead. Davis off the left side, and the set just a little too far off, a little close to the pole, and Davis could make a play on it. 15-7, Pierre goes up by 8. And Huron's going to a sub in with ninth grader Reagan Bischoff. She'll take over setting duties for Huron as Swenson prepares to serve. Sells a back row, played by Hines, bumped ahead. Just going to be a free ball here by Hines, and Hanton there with the dig. Set to the left, that's Bowers with the tip over the block. Nice dig by Juergens. Free balled from the middle by Davis, way out. And Pierre opens up a 9-point lead, 16-7 maybe. 9-point lead is the magic number. Huron was down 9 last set before they rallied. Still a lot to ask for. Ava Swenson serving for Pierre. And serves long. 16-8. Huron pulls back within 1 or within 8. Davis to serve for the Huron Tigers. Davis, played by Hanton from the back row, bumped ahead by Pierre, free balled across by Bauer. Set in the middle for Carr, slaps it up the middle. Hanton digs it over, pass, knocked back by Carr. Carr just went up and did the little flick with the wrist flick to the left. Huron within 7, 16-9. Carr with her second kill, first of this set. Davis again measures up the serve. Off the top of the net, that'll be an ace. 16-10, Huron within 6. First ace of the second set for Huron. Davis will look to keep some momentum on the Huron side. Back row played by Schleckaway. Overpass knocked back by Carr. Pierre can't dig it. Off the net. Kill for Carr. 16-11. 4-0 run by Huron after they were down by 9. This is wacky. Davis serves. Back row Hanton. Here's the set up the middle. They hit. Blocked back by Carr and Knight. Here on within four, 16-12. Again, here on down nine, and now start to make some noise. Allie Davis serving, now down four. Serve back row. Schleckaway is there, I believe. Swenson sends it ahead, and Pierre, there was indecision who's going to make a play at the last second. Sloan Waldron decided to step in and just couldn't make a play on it. Not an ace, but still a point for Huron on the passing error. And from nine down, Huron's down three, 16-13. Pierre timeout. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
It was 16-7. Now it's 16-13. Again, Huron rallies after being down by seven. Each team's used a timeout. Allie Davis looks to keep the service momentum going. Davis sends it back row. Hanton on serve receive. Set to the left. The hit cross court. Nice dig by Hines. Bumped by Bischoff. Free ball by Knight over the block and drops it in the campfire. 16-14, 7-0 run by Huron to get right back in it. Third kill by Addie Knight. I think all three have been in that middle campfire shot. Davis serves and goes long. Hey, it was a nice run there at the service line for Davis. And she brought us from 16-7 to 16-14, now 17-14. Second service error on Huron this set. Pierre to serve with Molly Olson. Back row serve received Juergens. Set across. Here's the hit by Knight. Pierre digs it out with Hanton. Set up the middle. The hit blocked at the net by Carr. Huron stays with it. Knight comes in with the swing. Blocked and drops on the Huron side. It rolled on the net and just dropped straight down. Block kill for Fullerton. Well, that looked like it was going to be a point for Huron. Then all of a sudden it rolled and stayed inside the out of bounds. Gergen will come back in to set for Huron as Pierre will serve again with Molly Olson. Serve received Davis. Gergen with a quick set across and nobody home. She was just trying to save the ball. She hit it over the blocker and nobody came in to protect the middle. Gergen, her second kill. And Huron within 18-15. Serve across by Hines. Back set, right side Fullerton. Blocked, dug out by Davis. Wrong way, free ball to cross. Hines does get it there. Back set, here's Soma with the hit. And double hit going to be called on Fullerton, I believe, who was trying to set. Huron within two at 18-16. Hines sends it back to the corner. Hanton handles it. Set across left side. They hit by Soma. Nice dig, Juergen. Set Gergen. Left side, Knight slaps it. Block, and nobody can locate it. Addie Knight, another kill. And Huron down nine, now down one. 18-17, fourth kill for Knight. Third in this set. Serve by Hines to the corner, and oh, Pierre does get it across. Looked like an ace, but they did save it. Set for Meg Mordeth. Her tip over the block. We're tied at 18. Meg Mordeth with her sixth kill. And Huron right now on an 11-1 run to tie it. A chance for the lead with Hilton Hines and drops it in the corner for the ace. Huron leads 19-18. Hines with the ace. Second ace of the set for Huron. And Huron up 19-18. Floating serve, and Hatton comes down to get it. Back set, right side hit, Fullerton. Tigers get a block on it. Set for McMorrodeth to Antip again. Nice dig, Hatton. Pierce stays with it. Olson, now Fullerton. Gergen will bump it ahead. Knight off that right side. The tip through the middle. Knight, another kill. And Huron goes up 20-18. And Pier is going to burn their last timeout here. Huron down 16-7, now up 20-18. Timeout Pier will take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Timeout Pier, as all of a sudden Huron has forged ahead to lead 20-18 after trailing by 9, 16-7. I was making a joke at the time about the rally starts at 9 down, but it's worked for a second straight set. No, Huron didn't get the win in that first set. Hines serves off the timeout. Pier there, Olson will set to the left. Tip into the middle, nice dig, Jurgens. Pass ahead, Knight. Knight with the two-hand tip over the block. Pier covers, knocked back, McMorrodeth. Pier again stays with it. Left side, Tigers block again. Here's the set. Left side hit, blocked again. No forehand attack on Pier. And Huron up 21-18. Now I have to take my fingers and toes out to figure out this run. Huron on a 14-2 run. Up 21-18. Serve by Hines. Serve received Pier. Set by Olson. Left side hit, Bauer. Tigers dig it out. Gergen sets, make more depth in the middle. Dug out Hatton, overpass. Tigers get to it, quick set Gergen. Pierce stays with it with Soma. Off the beam, and nobody can make a play. Soma got under it, but then just hit off the ceiling beam. Nobody can make the play after that. 22-18, and just like that, Huron is 3 points away from tying this match. Hines with the serve to the corner. Serve, receive, Soma. Quick set. Jurgens reaches to get it. Saved by Gergen. To end tip by Knight. Return by Pier. Gergen sets. McMorrodeth slaps to the corner. Drops it in. Huron's got the offense going. And Huron up 23-18. McMorrodeth with seven kills. And Huron 2 points away from evening this match out. Who would have thunk it? Well, we're not there. Hines with the serve, and just long. Service error puts Pier back within 23-19. Two of Pier's last 3 points have been on Huron service errors. 23-19, Huron. Fullerton serving for Pier. Cronin into the front row for the Governors. Overpass Huron. Pier can set it up. Here's Cronin with the hit off the dig, and Cronin gets one back for Pier. It's 23-20. Cronin with seven kills, three in this set. Fullerton serving again for Pierre. Floats it back row. Jurgens handles it. Back set, and just going to be a free ball by McMorrodeth. Pierre digs it out. Bumped by Olson, left side. They hit through the block. Thought somebody was in the net. I guess not. Here's Knight. They hit from the middle back row. Dug out by Pierre. Set to the right. And a whistle and a double hit on Pierre. And Huron at set point, 24-20. Gergen to serve, Dreyer into the front row for Huron, and Huron a point away from tying this match up. Gergen with the serve over, set by Soma. They hit Cronin, nice dig by Davis. Davis will hit, but into the net on the third hit. That'll be a kill for Cronin, 24-20. Huron still at set point. And serving is J.C. Bauer. Bauer and Browers, I'm having trouble keeping those two separated. Serve across, serve receive Davis. Back set, right side Knight. The two-hand tip over the block. Hanton digs. Soma will attack on the second hit, set for Davis, or for Knight again through the block. Davis, or excuse me, Knight with the kill, and Huron rallies to win set two, 25-20. We're tied at one set apiece. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
An experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Set two, Huron rallies to win it. We're tied at one set apiece. Made a mistake there on my break call there. Let's go 90 seconds on the community campus timeout. 90 seconds, then back here on Dakota Sports.
Supplement to your calves, check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, we're tied at one set apiece, in an unconventional way to be tied at one set apiece. Huron down nine in the first set, rallied before losing an extra. Huron down nine in the second set before coming back and winning. And now we head to set number three. We'll see if anybody can get control. And first off, let's just say for the Huron Tigers, let's not dig ourselves in that nine-point hole like we did the first two sets. Hilton Hines will begin set number three for Huron with the serve to the corner. Serve receives Soma. Bumped ahead by Olsen. Soma will free ball. Play by Juergens. Set. Here's Meg Moradeth with the hit. Through the block. Drops in. Huron up 1-0 as Samantha Meg Moradeth picks up her eighth kill of the evening. Serve again by Hines. Shanked by Soma. That's an ace for Hilton. 2-0 lead Huron. You know what? Outside of the end of that second set, Huron has not had many two-point leads in this match. Have one now at 2-0. Hines again with the serve. Floats it back row, and that will handcuff the back row player for another ace. Huron has served aggressively. That eight up, Sloan Waldron in the back row. 3-0 lead Huron. Hines with three aces. Hines just over the net. Another ace. It cleared the net by a couple of inches, then just goes between the front row and the back row. Three aces for Hines in out of the 4 points here in set one. It's 4-0 Huron. Serve to the corner. Waldron handles that one. Olsen with the quick set. Davis saves it. Magmoradeth will get it across. Olsen sets to the left. The hit blocked back by Magmoradeth. Huron gets control. Quick set by Davis. Olsen chases it down and will be free ball. Juergens. Here's Gergen, the set from the middle. Magmoradeth tips it through the middle, and Pierre again had two girls just kind of watch it fall in between. Magmoradeth with 9 kills, 5-0. Huron building the lead here in set three. Hines sends it back row, serve receive. Hanton off to the left, the hit by Bauer, I believe, and she'll knife it into the middle and Pierre on the board finally. It's 5-1 Huron. J.C. Bauer, her first kill of the night. Seems like I've been calling her name more than that. I stand by my stats, but not completely. Serve received Davis. Here's the set. Magmoradeth from the middle through the block. Pierre digs it out. Quick set to the back row. Hines is there. Back set. Oh, Gergen placed it in the campfire for another kill. Quick set kill. Gergen 6-1 lead Huron. Gergen with 3 kills, 1 in each set. Gergen will step back to serve. Dreyer into the front row for Huron as Juergens rotates out. Serve into the net. Service error, 6-2. First service error this set on Huron. 8 total tonight. 6-2 lead Huron in set number 3. Serve, a nice serve received Knight. Quick set across Gergen again. Pierre plays it with Swenson. Right side hit. Soma through the block, dug out. Tipped across by Cronin. Heads up play by Cronin as it kind of shanked off of Soma. And Cronin just controlled her body and just swatted it across the net into an open spot. 6-3. Pierre back within 3. Cronin with 8 kills. Serve receive. Hines goes down to get it. Set and the hit. Right side, Knight. Nice dig back row by Pierre. I believe that's Waldrop. She'll free ball it. No, that's Bowers, excuse me. Right side, or Browers, excuse me. Pierre gets it set up. Right side, off the antenna. Out of bounds. Point here on 7-3. Addie Knight will serve for the Huron Tigers. We're tied up at one set apiece. Huron up 7-3 in set 3. Serve, receive, back row, Browers. Right side, tipped across. Tigers get a block on it. Nice save, overpass, and it was a nice save by Dreyer to get it across, but it just set up Cronin to slam it down from the middle. Cronin, another kill. She's got 9, 7-4. Huron's lead cut to 3. J.C. Bauer serving for the Governors. Serve, receive, Davis. Bumped by Gergen. Dreyer off that right side, a little off the net. Dug by Hanton, overpass, knocked over by Soma. Back set, right side hit, and who was that? Oh, that was Dreyer, just drilled it to the corner. I was kind of blocked out on who that was. Dreyer off that right side just slammed it into the corner for the kill. 8-4 lead Huron. Dreyer, that's actually her first kill tonight. I'm really starting to question my stats now. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on for Huron. Serve shanked into the back row. Into the stands, 9-4. Haley Rogers with the ace. She has 7 aces tonight, had 6 in the first set. That led Huron's rally. Rogers serving with Huron up 9-4 in set 3. Into the net, service error, 9-5. Pierre gets one back. Second service error this set on Huron. Soma will serve for Pierre. Serve received Davis. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Davis from the spike line will hit into the net. 9-6. Pierre back within 3. This time it was Huron jumping out to the lead this set. Biggest lead Huron had, I think, was 5. 5-0 and 6-1. Right now it's 9-6 Huron. Serve received Knight. Bumped ahead by Dreyer after a hesitation. Free ball by Carr. Soma will set. Here's Cronin again. And Huron can't get the dig as Gergen tried to do that off the aside saddle. Cronin with another kill. She has 10. And Pierre within two at 9-7. Pierre settled down after the fast start by Huron. Slapped over by Dreyer. Somehow got it across. Pierre can set it up. Right side hit by Gossman. Back set. Here's Dreyer right side. Through the block. Tipped out. Aurora Dreyer gets the kill. 10-7. Huron back up by three. Juergens in to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. As Dreyer comes off. 10-7. Huron leading in set three. Serve back row to Hanton. Set up the middle this time. And, oh, that might have went out, but it'll be a kill for Gossman. Knight made a play on it. It looked like that might have went out, but, hey, you got a split second to make your decision. 10-8, Pierre back within two. Gossman picks up her third kill, one in each set. Hanton, the libero, serving for Pierre. Serve receive Hines, bumped by Gergen. Davis off the left side, blocked in straight down. Block kill for Browers, her third kill. And Pierre within one, 10-9. Pierre is not led in this third set. And we're tied at one set apiece. Serve by Hanton. Serve received Davis. Bumped ahead. And just a free ball by Davis. Waldrop with the set from the middle. Pierre goes with the tip off of Gergen. And Juergens tried to save it. Could not. Fullerton, a good job of seeing the floor, made the kill. She's got seven kills. And Pierre, after down 5-0 and 6-1, have come back to tie it at 10. Pierre looking for their first lead of set three. Hanton serves long. Service error, and Huron goes back up 11-10. First service error this set on Pierre. That's their seventh total. Allie Davis to serve for the Tigers. Down to get it is Hanton, overpass, and Huron, not a great pass, but they do get it over. Good hustle by Gergen. Pierre can set it up here to the right. Free ball to cross to Knight. Set, quick set across, and Gergen connects in that campfire. Gergen with the kill. Huron back up to 12-10. Four kills for Gergen. That's the second campfire shot that Gensi has registered in this set. Allie Davis to serve again for Huron, trying to get momentum back. Serve receive, back row, kind of shanked. Hanton saves it. Good job. Pierre will get it across. Gergen sets Carr from the middle through the block. Pierre stays with it, and they will slap it across. Set, a quick set by Gergen. Got it over. Nice play by Gossman to keep it alive. Gossman will hit and drop it in. Gossman was just trying to get it over on the third hit. And cross court here and let it go, and it caught the line. 12-11, Pierre back within one. Kira Gossman now with four kills, her second of this set. Serving for Pierre is Ava Swenson. 12-11, Huron leading in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. To the corner, Davis. Back set, here's the hit by Carr, and we have a whistle, and I don't know what the call is, but it went against Huron, and we're tied at 12. I don't know if it was net or what. Tied at 12, Pierre a chance for their first lead again in this set. Serve received Davis, bumped by Gergen. Knight coming off that left side, tips over the block. Nice dig by Pierre, they keep it alive. Hanton will free ball. Juergens there. Gergen to set for Carr. Her tip over the block. Hanton digs it out again. Back set, right side hit through the block. Muscled through by Browers. Browers picks up her fourth kill, and Pierre has their first lead of set three, 13-12. Again, Ava Swenson with the serve for the Governors. Serve received Davis. Here's the set, Gergen. Here's the hit. Knight cross court. Nobody home. Hanton cheated in, and the ball went right over her head. We're tied at 13. Knight picks up her first kill of this set, and she has six overall. Hilton Hines to serve for Huron. Hanton handles it from the back row, set to the left. The tip by Fullerton. Tigers save it. Bumped by Gergen. Backline attack Davis. Hanton handles it. Set in the middle, just going to be a free ball. Davis there. Set, and this will be Knight with the tip over the block. Slap back by Magmoradeth. Now slap by Fullerton, way out. We had the ping pong thing going there with each team hitting on the first hit. Pierre ultimately hit it out, Fullerton, and you're on up 14-13 in set three. Served by Hines, hit by, nice dig by Hines, kept alive, and Magmoradeth can't get it across. What a great dig by Hilton Hines, but Huron couldn't get the pass together. We're tied at 14. Ellie Browers will serve for Pierre. Serve received Davis, back set. Magmoradeth coming to the right, flips it to the corner. Overpass, and oh, Huron able to handle it. Quick set back by Gergen. Set by Soma. Left side hit, blocked, but off the antenna. That'll be a kill for Pierre. Bauer picks up her second kill, and Pierre leads 15-14 in set three. Bauer with the kill, Browers with the serve for Pierre. Starting to get them straightened out finally. Serve back row, Davis, straight up in the air. Juergens gets under it. Free ball by Gergen. Pierre can set it up. Pierre sets it up from the net. Back set. Soma with the tip. Knight there. Set back to her. Knight with the hit through the block. Pierre digs it out. Soma with the set. Left side hit. Bauer. Tigers dig it out with Davis. Here comes Knight. She just has to flip it across. Pierre can set it up again. Left again. Left side Bauer. Nice dig by Hines, but Huron can't play it off the net. J.C. Bauer with the kill, three all in this set, and Pierre goes up 16-14 in set three. Huron going to burn their first timeout here. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production. Balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Roosevelt leads Brookings 2-1. Jefferson leads Watertown 2-1, but Watertown up big in set four. Sioux Falls Washington leads Brandon Valley 2-1. Harrisburg up on Sioux Falls Christian 2-0. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Quick set across by Gergen. Pierre plays it off the net. Nicely played by Browers. Set for Knight. Her hit up the middle. Dug out by Hanton. Set across to the left. The hit by Bauer. And Juergens could not slide in and get the dig. And Pierre on a nice run as they're up 17-14. J.C. Bauer, four kills in this set. And a 3-0 run by Pierre. Serve drops in for the ace. Huron let it go. And Pierre starting to build the lead here at 18-14. So that'll be an ace for Ellie Browers. And Huron's going to burn their second timeout right here. Pierre up 18-14 in set three up. And we're tied at one set apiece. Kurtz Heating and Cooling timeout. Or a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Galaxy Bloom McCall at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza, give them a call, 352-6925.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus timeout there again, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Aberdeen Central, a sweep of Mitchell tonight. O'Gorman swept Lincoln tonight. Back to play here as Pierre now up 18-14. Serve off the timeout. Gergen sets. Make more death from the middle. Goes long. And Pierre trying to pull away here. Huron led by five early, but Pierre is really taking control here. They're out now up 19-14 in set three, trying to go back up in the match. Served by Browers. Back set for Magmoradeth. Had to stop a bit, but is able to punch it through the block. Wasn't really the way you designed it, but it works. Kill for Samantha Magmoradeth, 19-15. Huron back within four, 10 kills for Magmoradeth. Gergen serving for Huron. Serve, short one. Pierre handles it with Soma. Set in the middle. The hit. Tigers get the block on it over the net. Tip back by May Moradeth. Overpass Pierre. Gergen will back set. Dreyer with the hit. Cross court. Handled by Browers. Free ball across by Pierre. Back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit to the back row. Nice dig back there by Browers. Hant will free ball it. Pass ahead. Just going to be a free ball back by May Moradeth. Over the net, blocked and dropped in. Block kill by Huron. Soma was trying to get it across, and she went up against Knight. Maybe Dreyer, too. 19-16, Huron back within three. I think they said Dreyer, actually, with the block kill. Short serve, Gergen. Soma there, back set. Right side, Fullerton, blocked at the net by Knight. Pierce stays with it. To the left side, no, free ball by Hanton. Gergen from the net will set Magmoradeth from the middle, slams it to the corner. Huron back within two at 19-17. Magmoradeth with 10 kills. Well, they say volleyball, a game of momentum, and we have seen about a month's worth of runs by both teams here tonight. Serve received Pierre, set across. Soma left side through the block, dug out by Knight. Back set for Dreyer, it up the middle, nobody home. Dreyer with the kill. Huron within one at 19-18. 4-0 run by Huron. Dreyer with four kills. All have come in this set. Gergen serving for Huron. To the corner. Serve received Pierre. That was Soma. Bump ahead, and Soma just going to free ball back row to Hines. Gergen with the quick set. Nobody home. In the campfire. We're tied at 19. That sleight of hand that all setters are good at. Gergen, I think that's her third quick set kill in this set alone. Pierre going to use a timeout as all of a sudden we're tied at 19. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Tied at 19, both teams have had rallies down 5. Pierre was down 5-0 and 6-1. Huron was down 19-14, but have come back to tie it at 19. And Jency Gergen a chance to get Huron the lead back. Huron out of timeouts. Pierre still has one in their pocket. Short serve. Serve received to Soma. Set back to her from the middle. Gergen digs it out. Bumped by Meg Moradeth. Here comes the hit by Knight. Twist it through the block for the kill. And Huron, a 6-0 run to lead 20-19. Addie Knight with 7 kills. Gergen with the serve. Pops a high short one. Soma there. Set up the middle. And just going to be a free ball by Soma right to Hines. Gergen sets. Make more death with the hit to the corner. It's out. Again, Huron asking for a touch. I didn't see a touch. We're tied at 20. Fullerton serving now for Pierre, and that brings Campbell Cronin into the front row for Pierre. Serve received Davis. Gergen back sets right side for Knight over the block, but Pierre digs it out. Nice play by Swenson. Swenson will free ball. Gergen from the net. Quick set. Knocked by Cronin and free balled by Soma. And oh my goodness, Gergen stepped back. She tried to make the play on the first hit, even though Hines was in position. Misplay there, and that gets Pierre back up 21-20. Serve by Fullerton. Serve received Davis. Set to the left. Make more depth this time. Cross court. Dug out by Swenson. Bumped ahead over the net. Blocked back by Dreyer. And Cronin basically caught it. Block kill for Dreyer. We're tied at 21. Five kills for Dreyer. They've all come in this set. Tied at 21 to race to 25 on with Knight serving. Back set, right side. There's the tip. Blocked back by Davis. Davis slaps it back on a first hit. Set by Soma. They hit by Cronin. Tigers got a block on it. Gergen will back set. Dreyer right side. Block comes into the body. Free ball to cross and drops in. Hatton was just trying to get it across. And nobody was going to be able to make a play on it for Huron. Hatton will get her first kill. She doesn't get many chances because she's the libero, but that is a kill for Hatton, 22-21 Pier. Served by Bauer. Back set. Here comes Dreyer again through the block. Aurora with the answer for Huron. We're tied at 22. Carr comes in to play front row for Huron, and serving specialist Haley Rogers on for the Tigers. This is the one rotation with Hilton Hines on the bench. Haley Rogers tied at 22. Serve handled by Hampton, set in the middle. Cronin will tip back row to Rogers. Back set, right side. Here comes Dreyer over the block in the campfire. Huron leads 23-22. Aurora Dreyer now with seven kills all in this set. And Huron up 23-22. We're tied at one set apiece. Rogers again with the serve. Back row over to get that one was Browers. Set to the left, the hit. Cross court, nice dig by Knight. Set, here comes Dreyer again over the block to the corner. Pier can't handle it. We're at set point here on 24-22 as Pier has had no answers for Aurora Dreyer here in this set. And boy, Pier not going to use the timeout. We're at set point with Haley Rogers serving for Huron. Unless I'm missing a timeout. Set by Soma. There's the tip by Cronin, and she drops it in front of Knight. Keeps Pier alive at 24-23. Campbell Cronin with 11 kills, four in this set. That brings Hines back on the floor for Huron and Soma to serve. 24-23, still set point Huron, Pier serving. Serve received, Davis kept alive, and Davis will hit. Cross court, Hampton with the dig. Soma will back set, right side hit. Browers blocked back by Huron. Pier chasing, they won't get to it. Block kill for Huron, and Huron rallies to win it, 25-23. Huron goes up two sets to one. We'll take a community campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Just their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Marcus Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Jeff Duffy back in Pierre. Wild match here tonight. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. First set goes to Pierre 32-30, and that was after Huron rallied from 9 down to take a lead late. Second set, Huron was down 9 again, came back to win 25-22. Third set, both teams were down by 5, but Huron rallied to win set 3, 25-23, and we head to set number 4. Late night here in Pierre, already almost 9 o'clock, and who knows when this thing's going to get over. Let's slam the door shut here. Set to go with set 4, and Pierre will have the serve. Again, got a late start between senior night and both the sophomore and JV going 3. Huron did win both the sophomore and JV tonight. Huron also had the sweep in the freshman A match tonight. Molly Olson will serve to get our fourth set underway. Back row serve received Davis. Back set. Here comes Carr right side. Back row. And shanked by Soma. And Huron up 1-0 to start set 4. Chloe Carr picks up her 6th kill. I gave that block at the end of set 3 to Chloe, but I wasn't sure if it was her or Allie Davis. Serve by Hines. Back set right side. Here's the hit. Drilled down in the middle by Bauer. Bauer picks up her 5th kill, and we're tied at 1. Fullerton will serve now for Pierre. As we're in set 4, Huron up 2-1. Fullerton puts it to the corner. There's Juergens. Not a great pass. Saved, though, by Hines. Juergens will get it across. Pierre can set it up. Olsen from the net. Set. Left side hit. Into the net. Hitting error by Bauer that time, and Huron goes up 2-1. Coming up on 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM in Huron. Long night here in Pierre Riggs. We're in set 4, Huron up 2-1, Huron serving. Serve receive Olson, kept alive by Soma, free ball to cross, Tigers got a block on it. Pass ahead, Knight off that left side, cross court off of Hanton. Addie Knight with the kill, she's got 8. And Huron goes up 3-1. Juergens preparing to serve as Huron trying to build early momentum here in set number 4. Juergens puts it back row. Couple girls come together. Overpass, and Soma could see that was going to be difficult to play off the net, so she just tapped it across, found a corner. Soma with the kill, and a 3-2. Huron's lead cut to 1. Addison Soma with her 7th kill. Serving is J.C. Bauer. Serve receive Huron, set up the middle, overpass, saved by Davis, bumped ahead. Left side, the tip by Knight up the middle, Pierre able to get to it. Left side, the hit, dug out by Knight, and then shanked by Juergens. Juergens had the ball kind of come in there. They call a double hit, illegal hit either way. Easy call for the official. We're tied at 3. Pierre on the serve, looking for the lead. Serve received Davis. Off the net. Nobody can make a play. That's an ace for Pierre, and it's 4-3 Pierre. Give the ace there to J.C. Bauer. Bauer with her 3rd ace of the night. Bauer prepares to serve as Pierre now leads for the first time here in set 4, 4-3. Serve received Davis. Bumped by Juergens. Here's Meg Mordeth left side. Pops it back row. Hanton there. Set up the middle, the tip. Tigers get control. Oh, a nice dig by Juergens, but then the other 5 girls stood and looked at the ball. That happens sometimes when your setter has to make the dig. Somebody else has to take control of the offense. Pierre goes up 5-3. Hines on third receive. Gergen back set. Knight coming off the right side. Through the block. Nice dig by Anton to save that one. Pier will go cross court. Nice dig, Knight. Knight will two-hand tip up the middle. Pier digs it out. Set up the middle. Blocked by Meg Moradeth. Block kill on Cronin. Samantha Meg Moradeth has her 12th kill of the night. Huron back within 5-4 with Addison Knight to serve for Huron. Schleck away into the back row for Pier. Serve to the corner and goes long. Service error Knight. Pier back up by 2, 6-4. First service error this set on Huron. And I think that is the 10th of the game on Huron. Having trouble reading all my stats anymore. Off the top of the net, Hines able to get the serve receive right side through the block. Pier digs it out. Set across to the left. The hit goes out. Was there a touch? There was not. Hitting error Pier, and Huron back within one at 6-5. Pier. Carr into the front row for Huron. And Haley Rogers, the serving specialist, back in for the Tigers. Haley's had a nice night from the service area. Seven aces tonight for Haley. Rogers sails it back row. Serve receive by Hanton. Right side, Cronin into the block. Tigers clean it off the net. And Davis had two out at an angle. Davis was right by the referee stand trying to get it inside the antenna. Just had a bad angle there. Pier will get the kill, and it's 7-5. Cronin with the kill. Or excuse me, there it is. She's got a dozen now. Serve by Hanton. Serve, receive, over pass. Nope. Thought it was going to be over the pass. Then it went into the net, and Gergen couldn't make a play on it. And Pier opens up an 8-5 lead here in set four, trying to force a fifth. Hanton serving for Pier. Play by Davis. Set Gergen to Dreyer right side, a little off market. She'll just have to free ball. Pass ahead for Pier. Backline attack. Pier, Schleck away. Played by Hines and goes into the net. Schleckaway will get her first kill of the night. And Pier opens up a four-point lead here at 9-5. Hanton again with the serve. Davis on serve receive. Quick set across. Gergen finds that open spot in the middle. Again, Gergen's had some good luck tonight with that quick set into the campfire. Six kills for Gergen. She had three in the third set, and they were all, I think, on that quick set. Jurgen's in, Dreyer out for Huron. Short serve. Pier gets to set to the left. Hit into the back row. Davis or Grice saved by Knight. Free ball to cross by Jurgen's. Pier can set it up again. Set in the middle this time. Two-hand tip right to Hines. Set to the left to Davis. Her hit blocked and out. Allie Davis pulls Huron back within two at 9-7. Allie Davis, that's her eighth kill. Did not have any in the third set. Served by Jurgens. Pier gets up to it. Set in the middle again. The hit off of Gossman, and she'll get it into the back row for the kill. Pier back up three at 10-7. Kira Gossman now has five kills. 10-7, Pier leading again, trying to force a fifth set here on up 2-1. Ava Swenson to serve for Pier, the back row player, kept alive by Huron, odd angle, and Davis can't get it over. Huron never got that going the right direction on the serve receive, 11-7. Pier has built a four-point lead here in set four. Swenson again on the serve for the Governors. Back row played by Hines. Gergen back sets. Here's Carr with the hit down the line and into the stands. Hanton's dig. Carr will get the kill. Here on back within three at 11-8. Seven kills for Chloe Carr. Allie Davis serving for Huron. Back row, serve receive. Nice play there by Pierre. Set the hit. Blocked at the net by Carr. Pass ahead. Knight off the left side. Hits down the middle. Hanton digs it out. Set to the left again. Blocked into Bauer. Pierce saves it, and they'll just free ball. Gergen, quick set up the middle. Pierre able to dig it out. Get it across. Right to Juergens. Gergen again with the set. Right side. They hit up the middle. Carr defeated the block. Dropped it in the campfire. Here on within two. At 11-9, Chloe Carr, I have her for 8 kills. 3 in this set. 11-9. Pierre leading in set 4. Davis serves. Hatton gets over to it. Set up the middle this time. They hit. Blocked by Carr. Gergen will set Carr again. They hit. Blocked. Carr hits it back. Nope. Gergen keeps control of it. Freeballed by Juergens. Pierre can set it up here. Waldrop back set. Right side hit. Browers and way out. Hitting air gets here on back within one at 11-10. So Huron was down 4, a chance to tie here with Allie Davis preparing for the serve. Davis leans into it, serve receive, back row Hanton. Set, just going to be a free ball by Pierre. Davis there. Gergen the quick set, up the middle, it was there again. We're tied at 11. Jency Gergen is doing that sleight of hand stuff. Huron has come back to tie it at 11. Pierre going to take a timeout. We're in set 4, Huron up 2-1. You're on Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Aberdeen swept Mitchell tonight, 25-23, 11-23. O'Gorman swept Lincoln, 25-16, 15-17. Harrisburg up 2 sets to none on Sioux Falls Christian. Brandon Valley and Sioux Falls Washington are going to a 5th set. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Off the Pierre timeout, Allie Davis to serve for the lead. Pierre made a late sub in for Pierre. I believe for the first time is Allie Keys. Davis with the serve. Pierre gets over to it. Set and just going to be free balled across by Pierre. Davis with the dig. Set for Knight. Her hit over the block. Dug out by Pierre. Pierre stays with it and over net. Knocked down by Carr, free balled across by Pierre. Back set, Carr coming to right side a little bit further away from the net. Pierre stays with it and will hit down the line, and finding the open spot was J.C. Bauer. Bauer with her 6th kill. And Pierre gets the lead back at 12-11. Huron failed to push it up. But Huron got it back to tied briefly. Molly Olson in to serve for Pierre. To the corner, there's Davis. Gergen with the back set. Carr will just tip. Blocked back by Pierre. Huron chasing it. Kept it on the floor and free balled across by Hines. Olson back sets. Right side for Soma. Her tip right to Hines. Gergen with the quick set. Pierre was ready for that one. Set to the left. The slap back row goes long. And Huron ties it again at 12. Again, Huron up 2-1. Meg Moradeth in as Carr rotates out. And Hines will serve for Huron. Tied at 12 and set 4. Huron up 2 sets to 1. Serve to the corner. Serve receive Soma to the net. And I think Huron was in the net. No, Pierre was in the net. Meg Moradeth was up there for the block. And boy, I thought she went into it. Hey, we'll take the call. Huron regains the lead 13-12. Hines serving for the Tigers. Serve receive Pierre. Back set, right side hit, Bauer. Tigers dig it out. Set for Knight off the left side, off the block, dug out by Hanton. Set to the left, the hit. Tigers got a block, but Bauer able to muscle it through. We're tied at 13. J.C. Bauer with the kill. She's got 7 total. Serving for Pierre is Keys, who just came in after that last timeout. Serve received Juergens. Set, the tip across by Meg Moradeth. Shake, though, by Hanton, or excuse me, by Swenson. Stepped in front of a back row player. Meg Moradeth will get the kill, and you're on up 14-13. 13 kills for Samantha Meg Moradeth. Gergen now serving for the Huron Tigers. Gergen into the back row up here. Set by Soma. They hit into the net. Cronin, I think, started a little too far away from the net. And Huron leads by 2, 15-13. This might be the first time Huron's led by 2. Nope, they led early in the set. 15-13 Huron. Gergen, a floater. Pierre sprawled down to get it. Nice play by Olsen. Dig by Davis. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Dreyer off the right side. Pops it back row to Swenson. From the middle, the tip by Cronin. Tigers stay with it. Knight will hit it. Back to the corner. Pierre digs it again. Back set for Soma. Her hit. And off balance. Couldn't get it even to the net. Hitting air. Puts Huron up 16-13. Huron trying to build some momentum here, up 2-1. Jency Gergen to serve again for the Tigers. Takes something off it again. Pier over to it. Set from the middle. They hit by Cronin. Gergen got a piece of it. Will be free balled by Meg Moradeth. Pier can set it up again. Go to the left side this time. Cross court. It's out. Hitting air by Bowers. And Huron up 17-13. And Pierce already used one timeout. Coach Wilhouse not using the second at this point. But Huron has a little daylight here at 17-13. Gergen floats a short one. Soma back sets right side Bauer into the back row right to Hines. Back set Dreyer on the right side. Off the top of the net. Slap back by Dreyer again on the overpass. Quick set into the net by Pierre. There's the fourth hit. Everybody stopped, but Pierce still had a chance to make the fourth hit. And they did, and then the whistle came. I held my breath because I wasn't sure. 18-13, Huron's got the lead up to 5. Gergen serving to the corner. Serve received Pierre. Soma with the set, the tip by Bauer. Gergen back sets Dreyer right side. Through the block, drops in. Aurora Dreyer with the kill. Huron up 19-13. Dreyer, her first kill this set. 9 total and still no timeout here. By Pierre. 6-0 run Huron. Soma sets from the middle. They hit by Cronin into the net. Blocked. Tigers can set it up. Quick set by Gergen. Pierre there. Overpass and out. Was there a touch by Huron? There was not. Huron up 20-13. 7-0 run, and Pierre will burn that final timeout here. Huron would like to close it out here, up 20-13, up 2-1. Community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adam's Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adam's Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adam's Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on a 7-0 run to lead 20-13 here in set 4. Pierre is out of timeouts. Huron has both of theirs available. And off the timeout, Jency Gergen with the serve. Jency puts it across. Soma will set from the middle. The tip by Bauer. It's out. And Pierre just is not getting their offense set up at all. It was kind of a flat-footed hit by Bauer that time, and she just slapped it out, 21-13. Gergen serves, back row, played by Olsen, bumped ahead, and will be a free ball by Swenson. Back to the corner, there's Hines. Gergen back set, the hit by Dreyer to the corner, got it to drop! Aurora went cross-court, found the corner, here on up 22-13. Dreyer with her 10th kill. Serve, it's short, and Pierre did get over to it, slipped it across. Gergen, oh, tried the quick set and put it into the net. That cut that breaks the Huron run was a 9-0 run. Huron's air gives the Point to Pier. It's 22-14 Huron. Serving for Pier is Bauer. Serve receive Hines. Gergen will set for Dreyer from the middle. Drills it to the corner. Huron 2 points away, 23-14. Dreyer with 11 kills, all in the third and fourth set. Everybody has been involved at the net tonight. Addie Knight serving for Huron. Floats a short one, too short, into the net. Net serve, 23-15. Pier gets one back. Second service error on Huron this set. I think that's 11 total for the match. Soma will serve for Pier. With Huron up, 23-15. Serve to Davis. Set, back set, Dreyer, right side, block back. Huron gets control of it. Hit by Davis through the block, dug out by Hanton. Here's the set, free ball to cross by Pier. Gergen with the back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit. Blocked and into the antenna. Huron's at match point. 24-15. Give the kill to Aurora Dreyer. Rory has a dozen. And Haley Rogers will serve at match point for Huron at 24-15. Rogers, the serving specialist. Puts it back row and goes long. It's never easy. Service error. And 24-16. But Pierre has to be perfect. Huron just needs one play. Grace Hanton to serve for Pierre. Serve receive Davis. Set and just going to be bumped across by Carr. Pierre gets control. Free ball to the corner. And Huron, oh, nice play by Dreyer and Hines to get it across. Punched across by Pier. Huron can set it up. Back set, Dreyer right side down the middle. Dug out by Schleckaway. Pier keeps it alive. Hanton backpedaling, gets it across. And then Carr went up and hit it. Probably didn't need to, and that just messed up the timing for the back row. Pier will stay alive at 24-17. Set point three for Huron, but Pier serving. Back row played by Davis. Gergen back sets. Here's Dreyer again. Right side sails it way long. Touch on Pier. Touch by Pier, and Huron wins it. They call the touch on Dreyer's kill, and Huron wins it in four. The final, Huron wins 30-32, 25-20, 25-23, 25-17. Huron moves to 7-12 on the season. Pier drops to 6-10. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout. 2 minutes. Get to our Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back in Pier, it was a tough one tonight, but the Huron Tigers, boy, as I said, as we say so many times, volleyball is a game of streaks, but boy, or a momentum, but both teams had it tonight, but Huron made plays when they need to. And really, to me, almost the key is the first set, the one Huron lost, because Huron was down 17-8, I believe it was, before rallying to force it to extra. Pier did win at 32-30, but I felt that just gave Huron some momentum after they fell behind by so far. 21-12 is what Huron was down in that third set before starting the rally. And the Tigers come back to get the victory here tonight in Pier. Huron again moves to 7-12 on the season. Run down the stats for Pier. They're 6-10. Kira Gossman had 5 kills. 1 kill for Alexis Schleckaway. 4 kills, 1 ace, Ellie Browers. 7 kills, 2 aces, Savannah Fullerton. A kill for Grace Hanton. J.C. Bauer had 7 kills and 3 aces, 12 kills for Campbell Cronin, an ace for Molly Olson, and Addison Soma had 7 kills and 1 ace. For Huron, 7 kills for Jency Gergen. She got really good with that quick set kill in the campfire, especially in the third and fourth sets. Samantha McMorrideth had 13 kills, 8 for Chloe Carr. Hilton Hines had 4 aces. Maddie Jurgens had an ace. 12 kills for Addie Knight, 9 kills for 12 kills for Aurora Dreyer. I was off by a line there. Aurora Dreyer with 12 kills, and they all came in sets 3 and 4. 9 kills for Addie Knight. 8 kills and an ace for Allie Davis. 7 aces for Haley Rogers. 6 of those came in that first set when Huron rallied from 9 down to get it tied and give themselves a chance in that first set before Pier did ultimately pull it out. So a great win for Huron tonight. Always a tough place to play here at Pier. Kind of figured these are two pretty even teams, and that definitely showed here tonight. So Tigers a big win. Now a week off. I think everybody's going to welcome a little rest before the Mitchell Colonels come to the arena next Tuesday for a senior night. And so a week off, and then next Tuesday with Mitchell coming to town. Let's take a community campus timeout of 2 minutes. We'll run down some scores as we wait for Coach Lean to come up and talk about this one. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
6 F-35 fighter jets, 1 NFL team, a trip to the moon, all have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that costs $1 billion, respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calf natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Welcome back to Pier as we continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. That here on Community Campus Timeout. Remember, here on Community Campus offers $40 credit hours for in-person classes, the best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Watertown, number 5, defeated number 2, Sioux Falls Jefferson, in 5 sets, 22-25, 25-20, 16-25, 25-15, 16-14. Roosevelt defeated Brookings in 4, 25-23, 20-25, 25-18, 25-15. Harrisburg defeated Class A Sioux Falls Christian in 4, 25-11, 25-17, 25-27, 25-16. Washington went 5 to defeat Brandon Valley, 25-27, 25-20, 25-22, 18-25, 20-18. We had some long matches out there. Here's two sweeps, though. Aberdeen defeated Mitchell in straight sets, 25-23, 11-23. And O'Gorman defeated Lincoln in straight sets, 25-16, 15-17. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I think I did see Coach Lean on his way up. We'll take a Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes, come back and talk to the coach on Dakota Sports.
Count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at huronregional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production. Balancing biology with fertility, they offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Community Campus Timeout. Remember, they offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. We continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post match and talk with Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Hard-fought four-set win by the Huron Tigers tonight. And, Coach, all these years, we always say, no matter who the coach is there, volleyball is a game of momentum.
It is.
Both sides had maximum momentum several times tonight. It was just, I mean, that's just a seesaw.
It is a seesaw battle. Well, we knew, you know, speaking of momentum, it's senior night here at TF Riggs, and the seniors There's nine of them on the roster over there on their side. And so we knew that there would be an early storm we had to weather. And we knew we weren't going to panic when that happened. We talked about it in the locker room. In the event that we found ourselves in that emotion of senior night, we would just call a couple timeouts, survive it, work into set two with a little bit of momentum. And I thought, not every time do I predict set one from the locker room before the match starts, but that's kind of how tonight played out. And the girls just responded brilliantly to an early deficit, obviously.
Yeah, we're down nine in both the first and second sets. Rallied back from both, even though we did lose that first set. Yep. And really, I go back to that first set. We were down 21-12. I mean, they're 4 points away from putting it away. Haley Rogers gets back there, starts serving. I had her for six aces in that set, seven total. That's where the rally began. And she is our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game She doesn't do that. Who knows what happens from there?
I love the fact that when I come up here, you and I both immediately look at Haley's name on the roster for player of the game, because in the locker room I said, look, we're not even in two of these sets if it's not for Haley Rogers at the service line. And you know what? From a coaching perspective, she's one of those kids that some days she's going to make me look brilliant for picking her, like today. And some days she's going to make me look somewhat incompetent because she's going to go back there and maybe she'll have seven errors and no aces.
Well, the life of a serving specialist is you got one job you're supposed to do.
And she did it well tonight,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So when we talk in the locker room about believing in each other and trusting ourselves and trusting our roles, and I thought, it exclude serving specialists and kids who come in off the bench, like Kirsten DeGeest came in for a while and gave a back row player an opportunity to catch a breath. Reagan came in for Jency early when she needed to get her mind back into the game. And so I thought we just had plenty of kids who gave that belief, took that belief to heart and really played hard tonight. And you're right, if it's not for Haley, we're not in those sets. I thought Aurora played one of the games of her life too. She, you know, late in sets, three and four.
She dominated three and four.
She did. Jency just threw the ball back there in every opportunity she had, and Rory just struggled not to find the floor, which is a good problem, right? I think one ball in set four, she hit a mile out of bounds in her defense.
That was that match point, so adrenaline.
But in her defense, she's aiming for high hands, right?
Yeah,
she knows
yeah.
the block's there. She's trying to push through high hands. You're going to miss that ball out of bounds every time. The problem is she missed fingers, so obviously we didn't get that point, but we had a lot. We had a lot of wiggle room there and took advantage of that. So I was really pleased. You were talking earlier, too, about just Jency doing a good job of mixing it up, because we had Sam swinging from the outside pin. We had Chloe on the back pin. We were really just – Rory even got a kill out of the middle there, which is
girls
really,
in different spots.
Really awkward, that left-handed coming out of the middle. And so I was just really proud of the team effort tonight, weathering the early storm and battling – until our gas tanks were empty, and it was enough tonight. So that was a solid win.
Well, you mentioned Jency, and I'm just looking at my score sheet. Of course, it doesn't match the official sheet, but I when you look at the ball distribution, we have six girls between 7 and 13 kills. That means everybody's getting a chance. Now, one of those six is Jency herself, where she was getting so good at that campfire dump there, especially the third and fourth set. But, again, when our offense is going, you know, we can come from all different angles.
Yeah, and, you know, the campfire, that donut shot, really, I almost got a credit. You know, I'm getting lost in some of the other parts of the game, and my assistant coaches are trying to set up blocks and doing all that kind of stuff. And Hilton Hines, of all people, whose job is to try to help our hitters find open spots in real time as the game's going super fast, she came into one of those timeouts and says, look, the only place to hit it until they figure it out is the donut. And all of our kids just went, okay, and we just started throwing it there every chance we could, including Jency, right? And now all of a sudden, they have to make adjustments they're not comfortable with. They're putting kids in that aren't normally in the game. And so, you know, as we're dealing credit out to all of our kids, Hilton's right there helping hitters find kills. And if she wouldn't have done that early, I don't know, it would have maybe taken another set for myself to see it. And so credit Hilton for that. And then, of course, it's one thing to have the scouting report written correctly. It's a whole other thing to execute it. And the girls did a great job in execution mode tonight.
Well, now take a deep breath. A week off. We've been going hard here since the 1st of October. I think everybody's ready to have the week off. Then senior night with the Mitchell Colonels coming in and another week off. But, you know, this is a good one to build on. This is a good one to grow on here. Without, I mean, hard to believe, but there's only three matches left in the regular season.
Three matches left, and then we're going to posture ourselves the best we can. Every win that we can muster now changes our trip in November to SODAC 16, and every win gives us a more winnable opportunity, on the other side of this when the playoffs start. So that it is important. I don't want to put too much stake into it because I don't want the girls to play tight, but it is a big deal. Now we get a chance to slow things down at practice. We get a chance to really work back on some individual things because the skill of the team is based on the skill of the player. And so we'll take that over the next three practice days this week, slow things down, take a deep breath, get ourselves back in the weight room as well, and just take advantage of this time. But prepare for a couple more matches that we can win and need to win if we want to give ourselves the best chance in the postseason.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers win in four tonight. We'll take a final timeout of 1 minute here on Community Campus. 1 minute, wrap it up on Dakota Sports.
Fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance.